The question was asked, if you're going to use a disposable glass bottle, for example, a glass bottle in which you buy a Coca-Cola or orange juice or any other drink, or a coffee canister, or a metal bottle, glass is drabana, metal is biblical, would you have to immerse it if you're going to reuse it? Because presumably, when you buy a Taster's Choice coffee, the glass bottle was made by a non-Jew, owned by a non-Jew, sold to a Jew. So the question is, now that you want to use it on a permanent basis for your sugar or some other food item, would you have to immerse it in a mikvah? So we have to take a step back and ask, why don't you have to immerse it when you first bought it? How can you use the glass bottle for the drinks that are in it? You buy a bottle of wine. Why don't you have to immerse it? So that's a big discussion in halacha. And one of the general assumptions is that when you buy a glass bottle, it's disposable. It's not a bottle with permanence. The assumption is when you finish emptying out, you're going to throw it out. There are opinions that say you have to immerse it. There are opinions that will require you to teufel, and there are people who do this. That's why some people will transfer their coffee into these jars. They have jars for coffee, and they have jars for sugar, and there are people who use those because they go with that opinion. There are bottles that write on the bottle, new bottle. Now you know why it says that. Sometimes on the Hechsher, under the Hechsher, it says new bottle. Do you understand to mean this Jewish company created this new bottle, so it doesn't need tevila. You're no longer using the jar. You can throw out the jar.
The coffee came in a jar, or the drink came in a bottle.
That's not a problem.
And you transfer that liquid to another bottle. What it was stored in the bottle that was made by a non-Jew.
But it wasn't your obligation then. You bought it from him. Now you have an obligation if you're going to use it repeatedly for your food
to
toivel it.
Oh,
so this is step one.
Okay.
Step one is the understanding that we go with the opinions. Most of Am Yisrael uses and reuses a glass bottle, at least until they finish it. If you buy a bottle of oil, you use that bottle. You buy a jar of coffee, you use that jar. Then when you empty it and you want to reuse it. So then many opinions say you would have to tovel it in a mikvah. If you're going to use it with all the labels on, you don't mind that it says Taster's Choice or whatever, so then you could tovel it with the labels on. If you're going to scrub those labels off, then you have to scrub the labels off before you tovel it. There is the opinion of Rabbi Feinstein, that Rabbi Feinstein says, now before I explain his opinion, his opinion was not accepted in Am Yisrael. You don't find people doing according to his opinion, to the best of my understanding. And so I think it's an opinion that's worth knowing, to rely on when all else fails. But when possible, I would not rely on his opinion, because I don't think Am Yisrael goes with his opinion. So Rabbi Feinstein said that when you bought that jar as a disposable jar, it did not constitute a vessel. And being that it was disposable, so in the eyes of people, that jar was not a jar. It was a disposable receptacle. After you decide to make it reusable, you have changed its status into being a permanent jar. When you bought it, you ask anyone, you bought that jar of coffee, what are you going to do after you finish the coffee? 99% of people discard the jar. So from their end, that's disposable. I'm using it till I finish its content, and then I'm throwing it out. That's one of the major questions. Can you call something disposable when you're using it for half a year? I'm saying, you know, some people have a little spoon of coffee every day, so it'll take them half a year to finish that jar. But that is the accepted opinion. People do use a jar of coffee all year long without titling it. But if you're going to reuse that jar of coffee from now on, so Rabbi Feinstein says, when you decide to reuse it, you have now given it that status of being a permanent vessel. And as such, that happened in a Jewish ownership. It got the status of being a vessel in the hands of a Jew. So it does not need tevilah. Now, others don't accept that, and others say you should immerse it before you use it on a steady basis. And again, when necessary, you can rely on Rabbi Feinstein, but when possible, I think it's recommended to tevil it. You guys are advanced. The source for Rabbi Feinstein's logic is a Mishnah, if I'm not mistaken, in Kalim, it's in Taharos, I'm pretty sure it's in Kalim, where the Mishnah discusses the cloths they used as bandages. When a person would have a wound, so in order to bandage, they didn't have band-aids, and they didn't have gauze pads, so they used the spare cloths. So they would take their spices, chew them, and then when they became a paste, they would put it on the wound. This was called in Hebrew, milugma. Milugma is a conjunction of two words, milo, lugmav. Lugmav is a mouthful, milo is a full mouthful. So milugma was because their medicine was ground very often by their own mouth, and then they take it and put it as a paste on the wound, and then they put these cloths on it. So it says that those cloths are not considered a vessel, because you're using them as disposable cloths. If afterwards you decide to use them with permanence, then they do get the status of a vessel. So there you see this concept, even though it's not an identical circumstance. It's not with regards to tovel and galim, it's with regards to a cloth getting the status of a vessel so that it can become tamei. Nonetheless, that was the source Rabbi Feinstein quoted.